While we are on the subject of Christ's teachings, I want to interject something here that is of a more controversial yet personal nature. I have always called myself a Gnostic Christian because I believe in obtaining as much knowledge as possible about God, and I have always believed that Jesus Christ was a direct report and messenger from God and love his teachings. But here is the kicker. I don't necessarily ascribe to all of the teachings as put forth in the Bible, and I don't feel he is the Savior for all mankind and that he died for our sins. Now, some of you might ask, how can you call yourself a Christian then? I call myself a Christian because I do believe in Christ's teachings, and I do believe in his divinity as a special entity from God. I don't believe in the concept of a Savior for mankind, simply because humankind is too diverse in their beliefs. But I do believe that God sends us divine messengers to help us, who are as diverse as we are. In other words, I consider Buddha and Muhammad to be divine messengers for certain parts of the world, just as Christ was for Judaism and ultimately Christianity. Now, some of you may say, how can you say he was a messenger for Judaism? They don't believe he was their Messiah. Just because they don't believe Jesus was their Savior doesn't mean he didn't influence them with his teachings. Judaism, as well as Islam, both recognize Christ as a great prophet and teacher. As I said earlier, Jesus was a Jew and focused his teachings within the parameters of the Judaic faith. But many of his teachings also apply to all of us universally. The attributes of a divine messenger have always included teachings that are of a universal nature, teachings that can transcend culture and customs and traditions, that are just universal truths that can apply to anyone at any time. Christ was that kind of a teacher. I have always believed in an all-loving and merciful God who forgives all of his creations in their transgressions. I have expounded on God in many of my books and don't believe God has the petty qualities of anger or vengeance, and I certainly don't believe he punishes anyone. God is perfect in his love and forgiveness. Jesus tried to point out the loving qualities of God in various ways, but the Bible says he retained the belief that God would punish the wicked and stands in judgment. Francine has told me that Jesus did not believe in those two concepts and that he never said God would punish anybody or that there would ever be a day of judgment. She insists those portions of the Bible that say he said these things were inserted and edited in by the early Christians who wrote the Bible. I believe what Francine says. I certainly differ with the concepts of a judgment day and God punishing anybody. And it would be pure hypocrisy if I said I didn't. Francine says what Jesus really preached about punishment was that those who do evil deeds will be punished due to the universal law of karma, which he learned while in India and believed in. The writers of the Bible inserted that God would do the punishing and completely edited out Christ's words about the universal law of karma, because it referred too much to Eastern philosophies and religions and smacked of reincarnation. Francine also says he never mentioned a judgment day because he knew there wasn't one, but instead tried to emphasize that doing good works and deeds assured one a place in heaven, the other side. She also says that Jesus did not believe in hell and instead taught that evil was a part of this earth and always would be until God decided otherwise. That he was not judgmental other than to point out the hypocrisies that were readily apparent to any observer, that he was also misquoted numerous times, and his words were highly edited by the early church hierarchy in the course of putting the Bible together. For example, she says that contrary to Matthew 5:17, Christ said he had come to change the law, not to fulfill it. She said this is why he was so hated by the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. I have no problem with any particular religion, including Judaism, but I reserve the right to differ from some of their beliefs when they come in conflict with my own.